Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good evening. This is the LA Steel Show. And tonight, we might do something a little different here. I have been... tonight I thought I might do something different in that the last time I did this... got a very good response, and I thought I might do it again because what I'm talking about is the I'm going to take you for a tour down Facebook Lane here. Ever since the last one we did, I've grown quite a bit, and excuse me, we're. Here, I'm just trying to load up the Facebook page, and I think the last time I was on, I did this, I had probably about 100 friends. I now have increased about 438, and I've got a remarkable bunch of people that are on my site. I'm so very happy that they're friends of mine now, and Facebook people and Facebook friends. The reason I'm talking about this is because my homepage is full of great information. For instance, I'm looking at it right now. There's one of my Facebook friends is Erin Smittle, and she just posted a video on the JFK assassination. She also posts a number of, she's from Ohio, I believe Ohio, and I should look at this and make sure. Pretty sure. Portsmouth, Ohio. And she's got a great page, and she writes, she sends a lot of information on to me on chemtrails. And for those of you who aren't familiar with chemtrails, I suggest that you do become aware of it because it's what's up over you. It's happening to you every day. And there's a network of people on Facebook and on the Internet that are devoting a great deal of their time and effort and putting out good websites and information regarding aerosol, atmospheric aerosol spraying, the global initiative to dim the sun, population reduction, and a lot of really frightening kind of things. And what I love about Facebook is that is that people can communicate with each other in such a quick way, and such a friendly way, and be well informed. Depending on the people that you have, and I've got so many people that like to write and like to give out information to me, and constantly writing on their different, commenting on their different things that they do. And Erin happens to be very busy with her Facebook and website. And I have, let's see, my goodness, Erin's been extremely busy, all day long, documenting a global non-event, chemtrails, a hall of shame. She just sent me this great article from Chemtrails Hall of Shame, documenting global atmospheric geoengineering. Excellent stuff. That I'll be forwarding to other chemtrail researchers, and who can also get them on my site or from Erin's site, Erin Smittle. And she's just one amazing lady who's extremely involved with this, and had a number of postings today. Go to my homepage. Gerald Celente. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but Gerald is an internationally known columnist, hedge funds bailing out of gold. He warned us of the falling of the coming crash in 2009 and 2008. You can check out Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E. His article states that hedge funds are bailing out of gold. There is risk of deflation, not inflation, says Anthony Scaramucci. Gold is not going where people are expecting it. So there's a devaluation of gold, actually, even now. For some reason, Alex Jones picked that article up and hit me with the same article. Alex Jones, of course, is the well-known radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker. He's also a Facebook friend and a friend, and I've had him on my program as well. Gail Townsend just became a fan of Mother Earth Journal and International Funders for Indigenous Peoples. That's a very good idea. Gail is a friend of mine who lives here in Connecticut. She posts the cornerreport.com, a great journal. Plus, she's a reporter for Indian Country Times. And she's been a good friend for a number of years. And she does a Corner Report. Is an excellent site for indigenous and Palestinian news. She's a Palestinian rights activist, and just a great girl. That's Gail Corey Townsend. You can check her stuff out on her Facebook, but mostly you can check it out on cornerreport.com is her website. Very, very good site. excuse me. Ann Jemiah, she is one fascinating lady, Ann Jemiah, and she sends a daily update, and she's from, I believe, India, and she's faith is an oasis in the heart, which will never be reached by the caravan of thinking. That's a posting by Khalil Gibran, and she always sends a wonderful sayings each day, and she's a startling actress. She's, believe it or not, she's also Emperor Vampire Company. She does a Eastern kind of vampire. Just a fascinating lady, and she's always sending these really beautiful spiritual things as well as. Rather unnerving some of her other things, but always always interesting stuff daily that she sends to her friends on Facebook, and very appreciated by everyone, I'm sure. She had many fans and quite a number of friends on the Facebook. So that's just another one of my very active Facebook friends. And very famous indeed. She's also a world-famous actress and Empress Vampire, she goes by. So really quite good. It's also a rather very spiritual way. So just so you don't get the wrong impression, I guess. And then there's Tracy Von Ott. She's sent me a gift today. I received a Save Chili Heart at iHeart. This is a big heart telling everybody to, to save Chile and help Chile out, help the victims of that earthquake. And let's see. I got Rachel Maddow sent me a report. States. Republican Bart Stupak's 15 minutes of fame is coming to an end. Health reform has been unhijacked. She says details at 9 o'clock, announcing her show. And if you want to watch that, that's then I got a wonderful young lady named Yael Yadin, who's very much involved in the chemtrails activities, and she's just an interesting one. And I'm just going to see if I can go to her site right now. For some reason Facebook is a little slow. She must have a lot of traffic on her site. And then we have Mark Wise. Mark works for WQQQ, which is a radio station. He's a radio engineer. He's a fascinating guy. He writes today that why is it so hard to find BHR, dock, and fence post preservative? This used to be a regular item at Home Depot. Now I can't find it. Spent 30 minutes at Home Depot looking for the item and having the store management search their computers. No joy. This is the day-to-day rantings of Mark Weiss, and very funny. Dry, but always there doing something and reporting about it, and fun to listen to. And Annie Garrison, just what Haiti needs, Rwandan police, a.k.a. Pentagon proxies. Annie Garrison is an activist and does a lot of, lives, I believe, in San Francisco. And she's, San Francisco. Religious views and pagan views. She's pagan indigenous and pagan indigenous. So interesting, and she's definitely an activist. Very interesting lady. A lot of stuff on her website that you want to check out. She's very active writer, and very interesting lady to listen to. That's Annie Garrison. And then I've got, I wasn't able to get to Yale. I wish we could. Here we go. Yale's a fascinating lady. She, she says she's a Scientologist. I didn't know that. But maybe that changed. What can I say? She's very into many things and just a fascinating lady. And she is much into chemtrails, much into different things. Understanding the underside of life, and trying to expose it. And for a young lady, that's excellent. And I'm so grateful that she's a powerful little activist that is going to be big one day. Hopefully, we can. You know, as much help as I can give, and it's as much attention as we can give to these people who are doing good work. That's the best we can do. Let me go back to home page here, and let's see. What I'm doing today, for those who just might have joined us, I'm going through the wall of my Facebook. Touching on the different people that have commented, different friends of mine that are on Facebook, that are friends, Facebook friends, but also people that they publish, they send messages and updates and news items and just general friendly conversations that go by. The next one I have here is from Lady Annabella II, and she sends greeting, says Rasul Allah, said, if somebody reproaches you and makes you feel ashamed of any of your defects, do not make them feel ashamed of any of his defects. Abu Daud, Masha Allah, we can all learn from this. Okay, so that saying was from Abu Daud, Masha Allah, and of course, so she's Muslim. Name is Lady Annabella II, and She's a princess of Our Lady. And let's see, Aaron Smith will again send 210. The 2010 hurricane season will be more active. Other article that she posted. Here's Abby Jones, interesting artist. She writes, I never found a comparison that was so companionable as solitude. That was Thoreau. She quotes Thoreau. And she has a very interesting site as well as an artist. And Elena King is an actress and says, I have several of these carriers in all three sizes. She's, hope you enjoy the dog named Louis and Louis Vuitton dog carrier. She's showing a handbag with a little Yorkie on it, a little small little dog in it, and it's hers. And it was pretty nice. That was cute of her to send that. And Scott Askelman, Scott's a friend of mine. He used to be on this in the same radio station that I am at WQQQ. He was a disc jockey there. And he's got he's on Facebook, and he sends over some irreverent things every so often. And, you know, he has a lot of fun. But on Facebook, and he says it's finally a good live video for the Kings of the Road, and he posted a video of Kings of the Road. for a YouTube video. And let's see, for Amita here. And Russell sends sticker photos, I don't know, the Haitian flag. And, you know, and tell them to help people out over there. Aaron Smittle, again, national ID cards for all Americans. That's a discussion with Ron Paul. And, Gail Golden. So she felt she had to tell everyone that she was going to work. Yes, so that's her message. And then, she got a little concerned that she forgot to change her clocks ahead. That's tonight, though. You don't have to change them until 2 in the morning. And tonight, that daylight savings time. Here's something Scott says, and he says, when the wrongs and the rights all get pushed aside, you're my favorite color. You're the black and the white, and the warmth inside. You're the sun I'm under. He's in love with somebody, obviously, but for some reason he thought he had to share that with us. And Frank Calvaniza, Frank's a friend on Facebook, and he's an activist presidential candidate in Rwanda, upcoming presidential elections has cast a spotlight on his democratic credentials, with observers warning that allegations of intimidation of opposition leaders could mar the process. And he sends updates regularly on the Rwandan situation and the elections there and what's going on. And he's friends also with Annie Garrison, who I just mentioned, and she writes on his column that the allegations aren't marring the process. They're marring the Kagame regime image, and the intimidation is marring the process. But I'm glad Reuters is at least on the beat. The Rwandan government has put a number of people on a hit list who oppose the government, and a friend of mine, Keith Snow, who's also on this on my Facebook, he states he's been targeted. He's an investigative journalist, a longtime friend of mine. Aaron announces again that Aaron Smittle says the heavy cloud cover, but she's still seeing a few chemtrails. Yeah, Keith sent me an update. on his. In fact, I had Keith on a March 4th show. Anybody's interested, they can look up, go to my profile page, and look up some of the programs. The program for last Thursday. I'm sorry, last Tuesday night, which I believe was the 2nd of March, and you'll be able to see Keith's or listen to Keith's interview that we did on the program. And Keith's a human rights watcher and investigative journalist. And he went to he posts it says to, that most amazing day. Who did I interview? He says yesterday was an amazing day in Baltimore, where I gave an expert testimony in an asylum hearing for a Rwanda genocide survivor being hunted by the Rwandan regime. And that's posted. If you're on Facebook, you can check that out on Keith's site or on my wall. Go see Keith's website if you get a chance, allthingspass.com. Great, great website. Lots of great photography and articles and journalism. David Azoulay, he's a Frenchman, and he posted a video. He's a French photographer and videographer, and interesting guy. And unfortunately, he writes it all in French, but so I won't bother reading that. Let's see, Wendy Krause Fitzgerald, another friend of mine on Facebook, and she sent me an interesting picture of the new solar cycle 24 has started its reverses, the north and south poles of the sun resulting in charges in the magnetic fields. This is the 24th cycle in the last 250 years. The sun's activity will intensify in 2011 to 2012, and the solar flares and magnetic storms could occur and can black out the satellite communication disk. And I should get a picture there of the sun flares. Very interesting. And another Yale Yadin sent a very, very nice a few pictures of the skies and the desert, and quite nice. But you can see the haze, and you can see the chemtrails in the sky. And it's quite aggravating to anybody who understands what they are. He knows that they're not good for you. And there's a picture of her standing on, sitting on top of the mountain. Let's see. Lakota Sioux Indians. The website, the webmaster of hers, she wanted to note to everybody that she's in a relationship. Christine Stewart runs a, she has a Connecticut blog, and she writes up stepping. she's a Connecticut news junkie. Is her news blog, and she covers state politics and so on. But she writes today on Facebook, stepped in poop this morning. I hope it's not an omen for the rest of my day. And she had a number of her followers were laughing about it. And so let's see what other posts we have. We have a tremendous number of posts. So many great people. Jennifer posted, Jennifer Thomas Johnson posted this video by Onion.com, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's pretty funny, so maybe we'll play it, see what it's about. Now, Onion News is, of course, a satirical magazine.
In a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
The
residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window, and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
That happened right over there.
I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive tech.
Expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending.
It's kind of long. It's about 5 minutes long, but it's about a bear that's gotten in the end. And I don't know, just silliness. But I want to thank Jennifer for that, kind of silly. And good for a laugh. This guy, Lewis Curtis, he's a music historian, and he sends some great stuff to me every so often, every other day or so. He sends a new tune over to Facebook, and he's got a radio show. Let's see where exactly is. He posted it the other day here. He has a radio show on KADAN from Adams on 30th in San Diego. So I don't know if you can get that on the internet. KADAN. Check that out. I don't know if it's KADAN.com or not, but it's his radio show. But here's a song that he sent. Let's see if I can play it. It's by Sam Chapman. That's All Right. Member of the Mississippi Sheiks with the brothers Bo Carter and Lonnie Chaman and neighbor Walter. And I'm not sure if this is country western or if this was bluegrass or if this is just a blues or what. But I'm going to play it, and we'll listen to it together. From Lewis Curtis, Sam Chapman.
Well, you told the woman once upon a time, if I be yours, you'll sure be mine, but that's all right. I know you love another man, but that's all right. You can't get in here no more, but that's all right. I know you got no man, but that's all right. Every night and again you wonder who gonna love you tonight. Well, there's one thing, said woman. Without a doubt, if I can't come in, that bastard better not come out, and that's all right. I know you got no man, but that's all right. That's love to love, girl. Front. pass by me running faster than a dozen Cadillacs, but that's all right. I know you have another man, but that's all right. Every now and then again, I wonder who gonna love you tonight.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was filmed back in 1978. And actually, it was filmed by Lewis Curtis, and it was a song by Sam Chapman. And he was a blues player, black blues player, but he actually was a very elderly white guy with a big long beard, white long beard, playing that, and he had a great voice. So he used to be a member of the Mississippi Chiefs with brothers Bo Carter and Lonnie Chapman, and neighbor Walter Vincent. So, but very, very strong vocals on that, and very, very good. I want to thank Lewis for sending that along to us. And I got Annie Garrison again commenting on the wall, Rwanda 256.com correspondent Goodwin Agaba blames government for Kigali bombings and seeks asylum. Posting. And Jemiah, again, she has another quote. She says that as mankind emerges from the mist of time to enter a new millennium, hope abounds that all nations will be united in friendship and love. Doves of peace hover over our planet as a peaceful hand guides the younger hand of humanity that strives to learn and grow. That's rather a nice sentiment. It just sends a very beautiful picture with it. And let's see, anybody else? In Chemtrails, France, sends pictures of the chemtrails that are over France. Let's see. The Eric Sundquist, he sent me a wall photo. It's called by Liberty DeVito. And since I see what this is all about here, I'm going to blow up on it. Drumfest. Oh, that's interesting. Year of the Legends, May 22nd to the 23rd, 2010, at the Savoy Theater, Grace Bay, North, NS Canada. I'm trying to think where NS Canada is. But anyway, it's got a number of people, a number of musicians that are joining the, let's see. And I got a list of different people that are attending. And that's at Cape Breton. You can check that out at Cape Breton, Breton International Drum Festival.com up in Canada. And that's going on. Let's see what else is going on here. Oh, look at these guys there, really. Yeah, interesting. But this guy's rather interesting. And let's see. I want to. Very difficult to do this. Hang on one second. I'm trying to get back to my Facebook page and then at the same time go to my switchboard to see if anybody's called. No one's called, so that's fine. Let me go back to my Facebook page and we'll talk about a little more about Facebook and the people that are on it, that are on my blog anyway, or my Facebook account. Let's see, I'm just going to go to the show page. Bear with me, folks. I'm just trying to change this information here. if I can. Going to change. I'm just, if you bear with me just a second, I'm just changing my information here to tonight. We take a tour of my Facebook wall, meet all my friends. Joining us, my posting should right on the show page now should actually be mentioning what the show is about. I'm hoping. I'm just going to check that again. Devil's in the details, folks. This engineering stuff, but we'll be going back to Facebook in just a second. All right, that's right up there. So let me go back to Facebook and continue. It's Facebook here. And let's see. Wendy Cross Fitzgerald just posted on my wall, and it says a 400% increase in the speed that solar particle emissions are capable of traveling through the energy of interplanetary space. A 400% increase in the overall number of natural catastrophes on Earth between 1963 and 1993. So she's stating the effect of the solar activity we're seeing now. Biochemist, this guy is an activist and interesting guy. Kind of enjoy his stuff. Knowledge is power. Information is the key. Quantum physics, welcome to the Matrix. For more information to these sites, hiddenmeaning.com. So you can go to hiddenmeaning.com on that. I'm not going to bother playing this for you. It's let's see what this video says. This is by Biochemist. He sent this to me today.
Tonight's talk is consciousness, creativity, and the brain. And if you have a golf ball-sized consciousness, when you read a book, you'll have a golf ball-sized understanding. When you look out, a golf ball-sized awareness. And when you wake up in the morning, a golf ball-sized wakefulness. But if you could expand that consciousness, then you read the book, more understanding. You look out, more awareness. And when you wake up, more wakefulness. It's consciousness. And there's an ocean of pure, vibrant consciousness inside each one of us. And it's right at the source and base of mind, right at the source of thought, and it's also at the source of all matter.
There is no matter as such. All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particle of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter.
Matter seems like a good place to begin. The solidity of the world seems totally indisputable. as a fixed thing that you can see and touch. Your body is also reassuringly solid. But beginning with Einstein, modern physics has assured us that this solidity is a mirage.
All of physical matter, everything we have around us, is the result of a frequency. And what that also means is that if you amplify the frequency, the structure of the matter will change.
What this self-contained system is a hologram, which is what I call the super hologram. Everything within it is an expression of that hologram. Now, this is one of the great characteristics of a hologram, is that every part of a holographic picture is a smaller version of the whole.
It's as if reality is so connected that when you look at one small part, you can see things about other parts. The entire whole is contained in the part. And in a sense, you can't divide reality up because we're cutting off the hologram. We can't find where one particle is because it's always a reflection of all particles.
In a hologram, the whole pattern is whole and complete unto itself. And if you were to take any little portion of this whole out and examine it closely, you will see the entire pattern repeating itself again and again and again. Anywhere in this pattern, if we were to change one little aspect on any one of these little holograms, that change would be reflected throughout the entire system.
Quantum physics has revealed what ancient masters knew. Matter does not exist. The concept of substance arose from the philosophy of Aristotle. And from that concept came science's conception of matter. The fact of the matter is that the substance of the universe is consciousness. Belief that the substance of the universe is matter leads to what I call a fear-greed dichotomy. As people in their quiet desperation attempt to accumulate as many material possessions and riches as possible. In fact, the substance of the universe is consciousness. Therefore, it is behavior that is important.
If you get into the realms of fear, fear is a very slow, dense vibrational state. And the more you embody fear, and the whole of this manipulated society is globally is structured to make us fear, to make us have stress, to make us worry about tomorrow, and have guilt about yesterday, and forget about now. It brings us into a slow vibrating dense state.
We should be very careful about what we believe about the future. The more you attach to a belief system, the more, if reality is holographic, you're helping create it by believing it. And, you know, the great clairvoyant Edgar Cayce said that our every thought, that reality is built out of thought, and our every thought starts to build reality, and we're like, every thought is like a spider, we're like spider spinning web, and that web starts to build and build.
Information is the key. Because this matrix, this illusory reality that we think is real. People say to me, what is the matrix? Answer, it's information.
Information creates fractals. As information flow increases, the number of fractals, mathematically speaking, increase. This was demonstrated by a mathematician named Theodore Gordon. Fractals are unpredictable functions, so things are becoming more and more unpredictable.
When you start getting into fractals and chaos theory, when you look at it in terms of a society, this is where it starts to cross over into the so-called Illuminati or negative elite, the world leaders with their philosophy of order out of chaos. There is some truth to that, in the sense that when the system becomes highly destabilized, there will be random shifts that suddenly self-organize into higher complexity.
At the subatomic level, reality behaves in accordance with the expectation of the observer, or the measurer, the scientist. Why is that remarkable? Because everything in the universe is composed of those subatomic particles.
These atoms are particles that are whirling at lightning speeds around huge empty spaces. And the particles aren't material objects. They are fluctuations of energy and information in a huge void of energy.
What the science now is showing is that when you can
you change the atoms made of those atoms. So when we have feelings in our hearts, we're changing the field that connects the stuff everything is made of, and we literally are altering our physical reality.
Once you establish the reality we live in, and the nature of what the physical body is, its biological computer, and the nature of what we are, which is consciousness. And then you start, as I have, looking at the way this world is structured and how it works and why they do this and why they do that. It suddenly brings into crystal clarity why the world is structured as it is. Because, you know, people look through their eyes and they think, this is the world. But it isn't. It's a tiny, tiny frequency range within an infinite energy field of infinite frequency ranges. And basically, it's like a holographic television channel.
It is the act of consciousness that actually creates the building block the universe is made of. I can't imagine a universe that exists without us, because it's the act of us observing the world around us that is creating, allowing us to create as we go in a participatory universe. We may never find the edge of our universe as we're looking to define what this universe looks like. We may never find the smallest particle in the quantum world to see what this stuff is that we're made out of. And the reason is because everywhere we look, everywhere that consciousness explores with the expectation that something will be there, that exploration, that act of looking, observation, is the act to create something for us to see. That we are actually building this universe as we go.
Consciousness is the programming language of the universe. We are consciousness conductors. That's what we do. That's who we are. Consciousness comes through us, emanates from us. We are the creators. We are the ones who are targeted on this planet, because we are the ones who transmit the reality just like everybody else does. If you switch your brain off and you are sucked into the mainstream media illusion, we must understand that we are being used because we create reality. So if we are manipulated in a certain way, and if we are modulated in a certain way, then our creation becomes not ours but somebody else's.
And what happens if we hold everyone in this room decides to take control of reality? I'm talking about reality, I'm talking about quantum physics, I'm talking about taking control of things from the quantum level up, from the molecular level up, and it works. One of the things we're actually dealing with is some, as I say, some kind of operating system that can be hacked using words.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. The ride goes up and down and round, it has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride.
Okay. I want to thank biochemists for that. That was a great video on quantum physics and how we, how the world is basically a matrix, and everything is connected within it. We're, it brings us to some great metaphysical and as well as physical discussions here, but all this is on, all this is sent to me daily by friends on Facebook. I advise everybody who's listening tonight, if you don't have an account on Facebook, that you should get one. And by all means, please look me up. My name is my site is under Leo Steele, right? And you can check that out. And I got 12 photo albums on there, and lots of interesting people on my send me information every day, and you can check out my wall, and in those pictures, and can make comments as well. It's just a great thing. And Jennifer Thomas Jones likes to update everyone on her parental things that she's doing. Parents Wake Up educational videos don't make babies smart. Ellie. Eli Elnazi wants 10 million people and friends for sale. Eli wants $10 million on friends for sale. I don't know what that means. Eli needs more money and friends for sale. Only one friend can help Eli earn $10 million today. All right. I think Eli is a sheikh from somewhere, but... let's see. There's Memi Yoshiyasu, friend of Elnazi. She writes, sorry, I tried, but it says you already had money. And he writes back, no. He says, thank you, no worries. people are funny. And, Sock says happy birthday from Belgium. That's where she lives. Happy birthday. And Elizabeth Buckeye, who is from, she sends interesting articles from or interesting music. She's a jazz aficionado, and she's from Hungary. I'm from Debrecen, Hungary, and they're a very, very smart lady who sends me, who's very much into jazz, and she's an activist and musician, and so anyway, that's, and she's got a bunch of lovely pictures up, and and she's quite interesting woman, and appreciate her sense of humor and her wit. Very, very interesting woman. Her profile says that she just enjoys her life basically, and she's very much into dance and poetry and. Just interesting, interesting lady, and nice to have her as a friend. Let's see, where am I going now? Keep going down and down and down. There's more people. Pam Anderson sent a video. Yes, that's the Pam Anderson that you think it is. She's also one of my Facebook friends, Pamela Anderson. She sent a video of Alicia Keys. It says Alicia Keys single. No one. Music video gets the ringtone for free. Lyrics. I just want you close where you can stay forever, and you can be sure that it will only get better. Okay. So that's the message there, I guess, on the video. But this Alicia Keys video, I can probably play it. It's Pam Anderson sent it. Yes, that's the Pam Anderson. She's She's on my face. She's a Facebook friend. And she sends updates every so often on what she's doing. And let's see. Oh. All right. Well, unfortunately, they got the embed. Sorry, Pam. I guess I can't play that one for you. I'll see if I can get it straight on YouTube. There we go. This is a tune by Alicia Keys. It's up on YouTube, and it's had, wow, almost 5 million views. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I guess maybe it's been taken down. For some reason, it's not playing. Been taken down. I believe.
You will always be alone. There's a no for certain. You and me together.
second, but that was Alicia Keys. But I wanted to, we only got a couple minutes left, and I want to thank Pam Anderson for, Pamela Anderson, the actress, for sending that to me on Facebook, and very nice. Biochemist, I want to thank him for sending that quantum physics video that we listened to. Erin Smittle for all of her work and all of her activities, and sending all the updates to her friends and myself. And all the many other people, Lady Annabella, Lou Curtis for sending that great music video by Sam Chatton, the blues guy, and Elena King for Dog in a Basket, thank you for sending that, and Gail Golden, and Aaron Smittle again, and Scott Ackleman, a friend of mine, Mark Weiss, and so many people, and Keith Armin Snow. These are just people that contacted me today on my Facebook, and just a few of them, and some many, many others. And I want to thank everybody for doing that. And before we end the show tonight, I just want to say thanks. And Avant Ballet just accepted my friend request, which is very nice of them. A wonderful, wonderful group called Avant Ballet. That's where we'll end tonight. So I want to thank everybody and wish you a pleasant evening. And join me again next week. We'll be off tomorrow night. So it won't be a show, but we will be on next week, next Wednesday night. And you can hear our Tuesday night show on WQQQ.com between 8 and 10 o'clock. And then I'll also be having a Facebook friend of mine, Dolly Wassa, who is the an Iraqi a doctor, Dalia Wassa, who's an activist for Iraqi human rights. And we'll be talking to her on Tuesday night, and we'll be recording it replaying that interview on our Wednesday night program as well. So I want to thank everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show, and